I'm Haley May. At least 10 international students attending Colorado State University and the University of Colorado have had visas revoked by the U.S. State Department. Here's CPR's Allison Sherry.
At least half the students were Middle Eastern, including four Kuwaitis and a Saudi national working at the CSU Student Center after graduating in 2024, according to a source. Why these Colorado students were federal government targets is unknown. Secretary of State Marco Rubio said last week the government is looking for what he called anti-Semitic sentiments among foreign students. Rubio says they are guests of the United States and shouldn't critique the country's foreign policy. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
The state will pour millions of its own dollars into bus rapid transit projects as federal funding looks increasingly shaky. CPR's Nathaniel Miner has more.
State officials hope that better public transit bus lines will cut carbon emissions and reduce traffic congestion. Bus rapid transit, or BRT lines, are designed for speed. They have large stations where passengers pay before they board. Buses travel in their own lanes generally and have priority at stoplights. State officials had hoped the federal government would fund about half of a planned BRT line on Federal Boulevard. But now they say that might not happen under the Trump administration. Meanwhile, a new state plan would funnel about $100 million raised through fees on retail delivery and Uber rides to BRT projects across the area. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
The Nuggets play the San Antonio Spurs tonight at Ball Arena. This is CPR News.